Watch the frog.
What frog?
Michigan J. Frog from the acclaimed Chuck Jones short One Froggy Evening.
Is that the one where Bugs Bunny races against the frog, but loses, because the frog invites all of his frog friends and relatives to beat him at the race?
No, you're thinking of that Tex Avery cartoon which was a parody of Aesop's fable about the tortoise and the hare. There was no frog in that tune. You meant Cecil Durtle, one of the first homosexual characters in Warner Brothers shorts.
I always thought Daffy Duck and Sylvester the Cat were homosexual because they had a lisp.
Daffy was clearly straight because in the overrated episode The Scarlet Pumpernickel, an obvious parody of The Scarlet Pimpernel, Daffy is seen lusting over a smoking hot female duck named Melissa.
What about Sylvester though? Was he putting his putty tat in Tweety's birdcage? That was supposed to sound homosexual, but might have sounded heterosexual.
No, Sylvester had the hots for that bespectacled cougar granny.
I don't believe you. Sylvester was like Gaird and Snaglepus. He may not have been pink, but he had the fattest lisp in Cartoon Town.
Not everybody with a lisp is a fruitcake, Nick Vermicelli. Mike Tyson for one. Were there any lispers on Hey Arnold? I know there was a gay guy, that teacher man, Mr. Simmons, but he didn't lisp, further proving my point. Watch the frog, watch the frog, watch the frog, brick, brick, brick.